You're with Jeff. This is Mornings. Do you buy a lot of things online? Would you consider doing your weekly grocery shopping online? Or do you browse shops and supermarkets? The online retail giant Amazon and its move to snap up the American grocery chain Whole Foods put a bit of a chill through the Australian supermarkets yesterday. The deal rocked the US retail sector on Friday. It sent shares plunging. Amazon's confirmed it's coming to Australia and plans to sink an enormous amount of money launching its digital platform here. What's it going to mean? Well, one of the stories I read a couple of months back in the Sydney Morning Herald said it's been hyped as the 10-ton gorilla that's going to smash Australian retail one toaster at a time. Dean Fergie is a portfolio manager at Cyan Investments, and he joins me. Dean, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jeff.
Can you describe what Amazon plans to be in Australia?
Yeah, look, at the moment, there's certainly a lot of speculation, and they haven't detailed really at all what they're specifically going to target. There have been some sort of very vague comments about them coming to Australia, and there's an ex-employee that's detailed a little bit more about what they're likely to do. But in terms of what's basically been disclosed directly from the company, it's still all a little bit up in the air.
And yet all we know is it is coming, and $1 billion of value was wiped off shares in Australia yesterday. Why?
Yeah. Look, I think there's obviously a great fear of one of the largest retailers in the world coming to a small market in Australia and what that can do. I suppose, you know, specifically for competition, you know, a lot of the retailers here have had it pretty good, and they've been, you know, it's a fairly isolated market. There's not a lot of competition. So you have a big player come in, it can, you know, even if it takes a little bit of, you know, competition in terms of pricing, it can really affect margins and profitability of those businesses. So I think that the share market's been right in you know, wiping a bit of value off some of those stocks.
Will we know it as a bricks and mortar business, or are we talking about its digital platform, Amazon Marketplace, here?
Yeah, look, I think at this stage it's going to take them a number of years to be able to, you know, I suppose, establish a big bricks and mortar presence. And they really haven't done that, you know, a lot in the US to date. It's still very much a home delivery model, although, you know, with their potential purchase of Whole Foods, they're looking at moving into becoming, I suppose, the full service retailer. So obviously it could, you know, initially focus in terms of the home delivery market in Australia, but I guess going forward over the next 10 years, it could end up, you know, it could be Amazon storefronts.
Okay. And are we looking at things as diverse as toasters and mobile phones and business shirts and bread? Are we looking at almost all the things that we might buy in other places, Amazon might be prepared to sell us through this marketplace and they will then deliver to us?
Yeah, look, I think that's probably the easiest place to start is small, ubiquitous goods that people know what they're getting, they know what the price is, and it's about the business that can deliver them fastest and most cheaply to your doorstep. So I think, you know, the businesses such as the JB Hi-Fi and the like are the ones that are going to be, you know, probably the most worried. Goods, you know, such as large white goods and stuff, I think are probably less concerning. I think it's just as easy to go and buy a big TV or a fridge or a washing machine, you know, down at your local Good Guys. So, you know, anything that's, you know, toys, consumer electronics, cosmetics, clothing, home, you know, garden tools, those sort of things will be, you know, likely to be targeted by Amazon when they do come here.
Okay. Amazon is big, isn't it? It is really, really big, and it's just spent $18 billion acquiring 460 Whole Food stores in the United States and other markets. Does it want to continue to use those places as Whole Food stores, or is it also big on buying space to put things in?
Yeah, look, I mean, that deal hasn't been completed yet, but the fact that they are going to get 400 stores, which, look, it does sound like a lot from Australia, but really over, you know, in America, Whole Foods only has something like 1% of the total grocery market over there.
Yeah.
The fact that they have got, you know, a presence of, you know, potentially, you know, on average 10 stores in every state means that they can, you know, they've got a point of presence for consumers. The commentary from Whole Foods to date has been that they're going to leave the stores pretty much as is, but I guess anything can happen going forwards. A lot of that might be corporate rhetoric just to, I suppose, keep staff comfortable in their businesses. It's going through a pretty major corporate takeover.
My guest is Dean Fergie, the portfolio manager from Sion Investment. We're trying to work out how big Amazon is and what kind of footprint it might have in this country. Dean, would you be prepared to sort of predict how big that footprint might be and how attractive the Amazon product might be to consumers, and keeping in mind plenty of people still do business with them as they are today, but also plenty of people like the bricks and mortar experience? How big a footprint do you think they could leave in this country?
Look, I guess it depends on the time frame. Amazon's gone through a remarkable growth, and I think where they are today in the US, no one would have predicted they would have made it there, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. They've got 80 million Amazon Prime subscribers. They're the fifth largest television entertainment producer in the US. I could see them maybe having sort of 5 to 10% of a broad retail offering here over the next 10 years. You know, I think one good example's been Aldi. You know, they came here in 2001, and they've now got something like 470 stores in Australia.
Yeah.
They've got, you know, they've made a big presence. That's their household name now. A lot of people shop there, and then they've really put a dent in the Coles and Woolworths market. So Amazon are arguably better funded than Aldi. They're probably as dynamic. So if they wanted to have target a market like Australia effectively, they could make a really good go of it.
Thank you very much for talking to us, Dean Fergie, the portfolio manager from Sion Investment, telling us about the arrival of Amazon and what it will represent. You're with Jeff.